ሰው ፈልጎ ያጠኝ ወይኔ ካገኘ ሁሽ ቦታ በትን ሀሳቤ ይሳበሰባል አይኔም እንቅልፉ ያን ያሸልባል አንዴ በቅ በይ አዳቤ ልግዛል ሸጋለጅ ባሳቤ ድንገት ልቤ ገብታ ትመላለሳለች ቀን ማታ ቀን ማታ ቀን ማታ ቀን ማታ አሳብ ገባው ልቤን እረፍቴ የለው ፈታ ዛሬ ነገ ሳቴ ካለሽበት ቦታ ደራርበሽ ነይልኝ የፍቅርሽን ቦታ ደራርበሽ ነይልኝ የፍቅርሽን ቦታ ማን
You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with Worku Ayale.
Hi, Dani.
Hello, Worku.
How are you?
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Shukshukta is 1 hour of Amharic music from Ethiopia.
Yes.
That airs every Sunday right before Kol Nuridi, so from 10 to 11 a.m., and we're now transitioning into Kol Nuridi, which means nomadic voice. I am Danya. Please call in today. The number at the station is 822-2487. And did you have any announcements you want to make?
No. Today we delegate for bus driver, Ethiopian bus driver's day, our Shukshukta.
Really?
Because
is there a bus driver's day in Ethiopia?
No, here. They have bus driver, Ethiopian bus driver, oh, in Koskova, and they have organization really good for.
Oh, okay. Are there a lot of Ethiopian bus drivers in Vancouver?
Lot.
Oh, that's interesting. You have a very strong community here.
Yeah, huh? Very strong.
It's excellent. Okay, well, we are going to begin to, well, let me first preface this by saying that today will be an Andalusian-infused hour with Kol Nuridi. We're going to begin with a set of music that's inspired by Chazanut, or Jewish liturgical cantorial singing, in light of this beautiful time of the year in the Jewish calendar, which are the high holidays now. And we had the Jewish New Year last week, which fell on the Tuesday and the Wednesday.
How is it?
It was amazing. It's such an amazing holiday. There's a festive meal full of symbolic blessings. Wow. And peace and food items. And it's just a really interesting holiday.
Wow.
And, of course, we hear the sounding of the shofar. And, in fact, its real name is called the Day of the Sounding of the Shofar, or the Day of Memorial or Memory, Yom HaZikaron, and the Day of Judgment. So, in fact, Rosh Hashanah is only really, is not a biblical term, basically. In any case, today I'd just like to mention that the next holiday we have coming up is perhaps the most sacred day in the Jewish year, and that is Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. And the 10 days of repentance actually culminate on Yom Kippur, on this day. It is observed on the 10th of Tishrei, and it's as the most sacred day in the Jewish year, and it's come to be referred to as Shabbat Shabbaton, or the Sabbath of Sabbaths. And in terms of observance of this holiday, Yom Kippur, we fast. So there's a biblical commandment to afflict ourselves during Yom Kippur, and this includes abstention from eating, drinking, bathing, wearing leather shoes as a sign of humility, and personal anointing, so you can't use perfume or lotions or things like that. Of course, there are exceptions with regards to the fasting for women who are pregnant or any elderly people who may be ill. But otherwise, everyone, women above 12 years old or girls above 12 years old, boys over 13, but bar mitzvah age, are required to fast. So that is Yom Kippur, an incredibly important and beautiful day of the year, a solemn day. And we're going to begin with some, as I said, liturgical music. In fact, actually, not all of it is liturgical. There, we're going to begin. Well, in fact, the singers, the musicians I'm going to play, do have quite a repertoire of liturgical chazanut singing, but not all that I'm going to play here and now is that. We're going to begin with Shimon Siboni, who I believe is one of the most powerful cantors. He has such an operatic voice that is definitely flamenco infused, and he sings out of the roots of North Africa and southern Spain. He sings in Arabic and Hebrew and Ladino. And so we're going to begin with him. And this is Shimon Siboni with a piece called La Moledet. You're listening to Kol Nodedi here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Biti al-tifhadi ki odez kera Yeah. siete mia. La moneda subirà, salva l'iba tieve fria. Beto jejet el mishkani, balu al haram moria.
It's a Moroccan wedding party. That was off of an album called Chagiga Morokait, Moroccan Party, from the group Sfataim. And I played to you a piece called Bin El Barach Lilum. And I wanted to thank my cousin Chagit and my aunt Julie for phoning me all the way from Bat Yam, south of Tel Aviv. And Shana Tova, Happy New Year. I love you very much, and it's such a treat to hear from family all over the world. And if anything, you know, you never know who's listening on your radio show. But if anything, then I hear from my family from all corners of the world, which is always very exciting. And so, as I said again, this is a very special, very holy time of the Jewish year. We are approaching Yom Kippur, and this is the time when the days of repentance culminate, and it's the Day of Atonement. On this day, the Book of Life is closed and sealed. And since Yom Kippur is the day to ask forgiveness for promises broken to God, the day before is reserved for asking for forgiveness for broken promises between people as well. God cannot forgive broken promises between people, and in fact, this is the responsibility of humans to mend between each other. It is not a day of doing. It is a day of not doing. There's no blowing of the shofar, and Jews may not eat or drink. Fasting is the rule, and it's believed that to fast on Yom Kippur is to emulate the angels in heaven who did not eat, did not drink, or did not wash. There are five prohibitions on Yom Kippur, and those are eating and drinking, anointing with perfumes or lotions, marital relations, washing, and wearing leather shoes. The day is devoted to fasting. The day before is devoted to eating, however. And according to the Talmud, the person who eats on the 9th of Tishrei and fasts on the 10th, it is as if he had fasted both the 9th and the 10th. Prayer is also downplayed so that Jews can concentrate on eating and preparing for the fast before. On the evening of Yom Kippur, the community joins at the synagogue, and there is a special service. As the night falls, the cantor begins Kol Nidre, and it's repeated three times, each time in a louder voice. This prayer emphasizes the importance of keeping vows. And talk more about Yom Kippur soon, but I'd like to get back to the music here, which is somewhat liturgical today. We're going to listen to Emil Zrihan, one of the most famous Moroccan cantors. This is off of an album called Ashkelon. You're listening to Kol Noredi here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Better!
Rihan, a cantor of the synagogue in Ashkelon. He kept the Judeo-Andalusian and folk traditions of his mother country, Morocco, alive in his heart. Following the immense success on stage at his last international debut album by the man nicknamed The Voice of the Mockingbird. The impressive vocal range and power of Zrihan's countertenor express both the emotional intensity of North African religious songs and the vivacity of Andalusian music. His fascinating mawals, which are improvisations, are subtly enhanced by oud, violin, accordion, and darbuka, which repeat the themes with spirit and gusto. The upbeat rhythmic tempo with its Mediterranean flavor alternates with passages imbued with the languor of the Orient, a mix which evokes the family gatherings, the songs, and the dances of the Sephardic cultures. I was just reading off of Piranha webpage. Just read a quote by Zrihan. As a singer, I act as a bridge between the Arab and the Jewish culture. We always lived together, ate together, and sang the same songs together, and suddenly we find ourselves in a fight for the same piece of earth. It is bizarre, and that fight is not what we want to do. I was just playing off of his album called Ashkelon, which came out in 1998, put out by Piranha. So that was Emil Zrihan. And next we're going to go on, and in the same vein of Andalusia, music inspired by the Sahara and by faith and by the landscape, we will listen next to Carmen Linares. She is a flamenco singer from Andalusia. She was born in Linares, which is in the province of Jaén. She's lived in Madrid since 1965, and it's there that she has developed her career while taking part in the most prestigious concert tours in Spain and abroad. She's presently considered as perhaps the most complete and most creative cantaora. She has collaborated in musical works other than flamenco, like Manuel de Falla's Love the Sorcerer, with the English Chamber Orchestra, as well as in different dramatic works, like Maria La Pineda, which is a work inspired by Garcia Lorca's play, with music by Enrique Morente, and choreography by Mario Maya. So she's on this CD that I have called La Luna en el Rio. And she plays or she sings with Paco Cortes, Pedro Sierra, and a slew of other musicians, flamenco musicians. So let's listen to her right here. This is Carmen Linares. You're listening to Col Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
La pena más.
Carmen Linares, one of the finest flamenco singers in Spain. And that was off of her album, 1991, released La Luna en el Río, with Paco Cortés, Pedro Sierra, and a host of other musicians. The song that I played for you was called Solea por Bulerías. And next, some sevillanas. I'm going to play for you a piece called Una Paloma Bajo. You're listening to Col Nodedí here on CITR 101.9 FM.
A un arroyuela bebé, a un arroyuela bebé, una paloma bajó, a un arroyuela bebé, una paloma bajó, a un arroyuela bebé, a un arroyuela bebé, y en el agua se miró con vanidad de mujer. En el agua se miró con vanidad de mujer. Ay, orgullosa paloma, que torbida de la fe. Ay, orgullosa paloma, que torbida de la fe. Cuando al espejo te asoma. Te creí buen peregrino que a mi carreta ha llegado. A mi carreta llegaba, te creí buen peregrino. A mi carreta llegaba, te di una copa de vino. Báilate por sevillana. Báilate por sevillana, me di cuenta, peregrino, que a mi novia enamoraba. Me di cuenta, peregrino, que en mi cara me robaba. Como el que roba a los niños, va robando corazones, señorito presumido, que la bien te perdone, pero vete de rocío. Háblame de la arena, de la jara y el tomí, de la jara y el tomillo. Háblame de la arena, de la jara y el tomillo. Dime cómo es la marisma cuando llueve entre los pinos. Cuando llueve entre los pinos, ¿de qué color son las flores que conducen tu destino? Y el sabor de la pisada que dejan los peregrinos. Que dejan los peregrinos. Y si la raya está larga, se te hace corto el camino. Cuando va con la carreta y el sin pecado divino. Allí en la cuadra por la noche a hablar potrillo a la yegua. Ay, quisiera ser mayor, tener como el caballo autoridad. Sé de la manada al más veloz, sé de la manada al más veloz, y enfrente un toro negro galopa. Ay, la lengua repicó, ahora es tu momento más feliz. La vida te sonríe alrededor, La vida te sonríe alrededor, puede a tonto y venir. Algún día llegará en que te habrá de doler, en que te habrá de doler, de no tener libertad para ir hasta el río de
temporales. Lo mismo que una veleta, tú tienes la mueve el aire y el mío como una roca,
La Tobella. I am on a hunt for more of her. That was off of her album called Lenguaje Puro. And the song that I played, called La Valeta, I just found something online that's very cool. Flamenco Radio. It's a station, online station, that features songs by all sorts of flamenco musicians. And so where is this? www.batanga.com. That's B as in bat. BATANGA.com. And then you should find Flamenco Radio. This is great. I've got to check this out at home. In any case, I don't know much about La Tobella, but I'm really trying to hunt her down and hoping to find more of her music. What we heard before was a trio. Well, actually, an album of Sevillanas featuring three particular musicians, Miguel de los Reyes, Shano Lobato, and Pepe Roca. And what I played was a song called Una Paloma Bajo. One last Sevillanas here I'm going to play for us. And it is Feria, Camino y Madruga. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. And it is sung by Hermandad de los Romeros. This is Sevillanas, mixed compilation album, Inolvidables. Let's give a listen. You're listening to Col Noredi here on CITR 101.9 FM. Please call in. The number here is 822-2487.
Corazón. Semana Santa y la...
was a Sevillanas by Hermandad de los Romeros. Again, this is Col No de Di. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM. And before I leave us with one last song that I love, a duet, I'd just like to say Chatima Tova. Yom Kippur is coming up on Wednesday evening. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the Jewish year, the day on which we are closest to God and to the quintessence of our own souls. It's a day of atonement, and for 26 hours, from several minutes before sunset on the 9th of the month of Tishrei to after nightfall on the 10th, we afflict our souls and abstain from food and drink, don't wash, anoint our bodies, wear leather shoes, etc. And in the course of Yom Kippur, we hold 5 prayer services. And we say psalms and confessions. The day is the most solemn of the year, but an undertone of joy also suffuses it, and a joy that revels in the spirituality of the day and expresses the confidence that God will accept repentance and seal our verdict for a year of life, health, and happiness. When the closing Ne'ilah service climaxes in the resounding cries of the Shema and a single blast of the shofar, followed by the proclamation of next year in Jerusalem, joy erupts in song and dance, and followed by the festive after meal, making the evening after Yom Kippur a Yom Tov, a festival in its own right. And in fact, just upon the conclusion of Yom Kippur, you're supposed to go home and start building your sukkah, which is the next Jewish holiday. And it's a festive one, and more to come later on Sukkot. But for now, I'd like to say Chatima Tova, Happy New Year, Shana Tova. And we're going to end here with a duet that I love by Zehava Ben. And I believe she's doing it with a singer named Itzik Kala, but I'm not totally sure of that. In any ways, enjoy. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Julie and Chagiti, for calling. And see you next Sunday from 11 to 12 on Kol Nodadi Nomadic Voice. Enjoy.
את האחת ואין יקרה לי. את תמיד היית בחלומותיי, את תמיד היית אהבת חיי, חבקי אותי בעין עיניי, האיש שלי עד אחרון מימיי.
Keep on ready. Big life really vote. I wrote them now. Live it all. Let's be done. I